Speak a little about last week's parsha, parsha of Matan Torah. The parsha begins the Chodesh Shlishi, Tzeis Me'Somer, Eretz Yisrael, Be'im Azeh Bo, Be'Basina, Be'isim Afidom. Rashi says Be'isim Afidom, they were in Mid'Basina, so they came to Mid'Basina with the tshuva. Makish Siosam and Fidon, the Osam Harsina, Maviosam Harsina, the true. Akin Siosam and Fidon is also the true. The Mazera, she says that it was a Shchodesh, Zer Shabbat, Chodesh is Elohim, and it says Be Mazera. It was a Shabbat from where you know that it was a Shchodesh. Shchodesh 7, they came to the Basina. Please let's explain, try to explain the meaning of the Shuvah. Why does it have to be? What's the connection that Matan Torah come to Asina to be Makabel the Torah has to do Dafka explicitly with the meaning of Shuvah? So we know that Shavuos is a Yom Matan Torah Seinu, the day of Matan Torah. And we see that there's a special emphasis on the meaning of Limud HaTorah on Shavuos. Learning the Minigus to learn the night Shavuos. We found that Yosef said, may a big suit on Shavuos, he said, happy on Shavuos. He said, Ilav HaYom Dikagorim. If not for the day of Matan Torah, that there are many Yosefs in the street and there's no special, I wouldn't have any special madrega. Now I'm a Talmud Chacham, it's the day of Matan Torah, I'm a Talmud Chacham, so I have to make a special suda. Hashem gave me this great gift to become a Talmud Chacham through the day of Matan Torah. See that Matan Torah has a special connection to Talmid HaChachamim, to Limud HaTorah, Talmid HaChachamim. Apparently, you have to understand that Matan Torah was given, we became Am Yisrael, not only Torah, but we became a Chuyim Mitzvahs, we became Am, everything became Torah, Mitzvahs, our whole structure of Klal Yisrael, the whole lineage of Klal Yisrael became about the Matan Torah. Why does it have a special connection to the meaning of Limud HaTorah, of learning Torah, of Talmid HaChachamim? This has to do with the meaning that we know this is the meaning of Torah and Mitzvahs. We have to understand Chazal always expressed himself with the expression Leilim Yask B'Torah and Mitzvahs. Torah and Mitzvahs. Which this expression has to be explained because Torah and Mitzvahs, there's a lot of Mitzvahs, the Tariq Mitzvahs. Also, one of the Mitzvahs is to learn Torah, Limud HaTorah. So, there's not two things, it's not Torah and Mitzvahs. It's Yasik with Torah Mitzvahs, you should be Oisik in Torah Mitzvahs. And you're doing the Mitzvahs, one of the Mitzvahs is Limud HaTorah. Everything that we do is mitzvahs. Nothing else but mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs. Limud HaTorah is also one of the mitzvahs. So why is the Chazal express themselves always when they oisigi doing Torah mitzvahs? Torah mitzvahs. Hashem gave us Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is on the lamad. Hashem gave us Torah, or gave us Torah which includes the mitzvahs, or gave us the mitzvahs. What's Torah and Mitzvahs? So really Chazal said, tell us that Hikari Mepnima Mechol Chafetzech L'Yishuba for the Chafetze Mitzvah. That it's really two madrigas. It's Torah, the Mitzvahs, and Chol Chafetzech L'Yishuba, Chazal said, nothing is compared to Torah. The most precious things in the world is not as precious as Torah, even mitzvahs. the mitzvah, that's why the halacha is that a mitzvah that could be performed by someone else, and it would be performed by someone in a way that it wouldn't cause bittul Torah. So the Talmud Chacham learns Torah does not do these mitzvahs. It's part of these mitzvahs. Many mitzvahs that Talmud Chacham is part of. Tefillah, Chazal said Talmud Chacham is part of Tefillah. Tarosim Nasa is part of Tefillah. Tosfos even says he allowed to daven. Malich Chayyim Las Mechayisha. Torah is more than Tefillah. Torah is more than mitzvahs. So I also note that it says the ner mitzvah teror. Mitzvah is a ner, it's like a candle, and teror is a light. So Chazal tell us that the big difference between teror and mitzvah. Mitzvah is like a ner, it's like a light. Just like a light is only the fisha, Chazal tell us. It's like it only lights as long as there's fuel for the candle. Since the fuel gets used up, it no longer lights. It's only the fisha, and there is something that lights only a certain time, as long as it could last. And the Torah is oil. Oil is everlasting. It's always eternal. It doesn't need no fuel. It's oil. It's oil itself. So that's the difference in Torah and mitzvahs. Torah, even when you're not learning Torah, the Torah also saves you from all bad, from all evil. Ruchnis and begashmis, it saves you from the Yetzer Hara. Bein bidden the Osikba Chazalsa, bein bidden the Loy Osikba, Magina Matzla. It saves you from all the evil, from all the bad, from Yetzer Hara, from anything, any Chas V'Shalom, something that might happen. The Torah saves you. The Torah is a shield. Mitzvah is only bidden and asked, only when you're doing the mitzvah. The time that you're performing the mitzvah, then the mitzvah is made. The mitzvah is a shield, it saves you. But because it's only fisha, mitzvah is a fisha when you do it, and Torah is always. So you see, there's a difference in Torah and mitzvahs. So the explanation is that there's a light that's called Torah. A certain light that's more than all the mitzvahs. You could call it a light from Olam Haba. A light which is the light of Hashem of Olam Haba. That's what's called Ur. That's why the Torah is called Ur. Because Chazal tell us Olam Haza is doim al alayim. Olam Haza is like a light. It's a night. Torah gave us mitzvahs, which are neiros, their candles, to light, bring a light to the darkness of Olam Hazeh. That's the light of mitzvahs, but the candle doesn't change, doesn't transform, doesn't change over the night to day. The night remains night. But it lights up the night. It's a neir. But Torah is a oir. Oir means it's not night. It's yom. Ikra lekem oir yom. Or is yom? It's day. It's not a darkness which gets illuminated by the neir. No, it's complete. The light, the choshech completely vanishes. There's no choshech at all, and it's all called it's oy. So olam haba is oy, and that's the oy. That's not a night. It's not a night. A mitzvah is a neir which comes down to this world, to the Laila, to the Olam Hazeh, Adoyim Laila, to bring a light to Olam Hazeh. That's why Ner is only Lefisha, only lights Lefisha, because Olam Hazeh is called Chayesha. That's why Tefillah is also, Tantram is part of a Tefillah. Because tefillah is something that by Olam Hazeh you have to daven to Hashem to make light for you, to light up this Olam Hazeh for you. And you have to daven for that, because Olam Hazeh is a laila, it's choshech, and choshech means beruchni is to be choshech. Beruchni is to go away, and gashmi is to go away, it's choshech. And you need the Rebbein Hashem, you have to daven to Hashem to bring light to this choshech. But Olam Hazeh is chayisha. So if the mitzvahs have to accomplish and bring a light to Olam Hazeh, you can't accomplish by in any place in any situation unless you lower yourself down to the situation that you are. You have to be adaptable to the situation. You know, like here I'm coming to you. I talk English. I never talk English. English is not my language at all. And I have to, but you won't understand Yiddish. And expressions, the Hasidic expressions, you won't understand. So I have to use English expressions, English language, because without that, I wouldn't accomplish anything. Even with that, I don't know how much I could accomplish. But without that, I can't accomplish anything. The clause is that you can't accomplish by anyone, by any recipient, that has to be a mekabel from you, has to be received from you, any hashpa, unless you lower yourself down to him. Since this world is a chai shah, so the ner can't bring a light to this world unless it's a fi shah. There's no eternity in this in Olam Hazeh. An eternal light is not something that could be grasped with the vessels that we have in this world. We wouldn't understand. We wouldn't be able to relate and to connect to something which is eternal. This Olam Hazeh is a world of Chayisha. So the Ner has to be also Chayisha. But there's the concept of Me'ein Olam Haba. The Mishnah, maybe we'll try to explain it soon, we know that there's a certain aura of Olam Haba by Olam Hazeh too, which is called Shabbos. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. It's a Me'ein of the Yom Shekudah Shabbos. It brings down a light of Olam Haba in this world too. And in other words, when it comes Shabbos, it's Yom Adin Nishmasach, like Chazal tells us, the Yom of the Nishama. Lo yom de gufa klal, it's not a day which has to do with the body, with the body of the person, the physical part of the person. It's completely olam haba, it's nisham, it's eternity, it's nitzchias. So Shabbos is a yom leiris, it's a day of Torah, it's a light of Torah. Torah is a light of olam haba. Torah is not a light of this world, it's a light of olam haba. It's like a pchina Chazal tell us Elamcha Terah B'Chayecha. A Talmud Chacham is called Shabbos. So he says the Pshim B'Chor is called Shabbat the Kudushat, the Shabbos of a whole week. For him it's always Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham is Shabbos. Chazal tell us that Kol HaNeviim, all the Neviim, when it's Nabu, they didn't say the Neviis. The Neviis only the Masi Bitter the Talmud Chacham. It's pragmatim Talmud Chacham. They said all the milus, the chashivas of someone who connects himself with a Talmud Chacham. But a Talmud Chacham atzmoi, Chazal tell us, Ayin l'irasa, the kim zilasech. The Rishon himself only knows the chashivas of a Talmud Chacham. And right after this, there's another Chazal, Kolon Viyam Ben Snabu Elo Yemois HaMashiach, Ava Elo Mabo Ayin Lo Yeras. So it seems that these two Chazals come to explain one another, they're connected. Elo Mabo is a Talmud Chach. Just like Elo Mabo Ayin Lo Yeras, a Talmud Chacham is Ayin Lo Yeras. Talmud Chacham is a Metzius of Elo Mabo. Elo Mabo that the Benjamin brought down to this world. So, the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah means that you have to connect yourself. That's one of the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. It's like all mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. But the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah means that you have to attach yourself, connect yourself to this light which is called Torah. Torah is a light, and there's a mitzvah to connect yourself to this light. But once you connect yourself to this light and you become a Talmud Chacham, and becoming a Talmud Chacham is not only through Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah is someone else who's not a Talmud Chacham. It could also be Mekayim Limud HaTorah. when you learn, so you're mekayim limudat Torah, the fisho. Whenever you oisik in limudat Torah, you limudat Torah. But Talmud Chacham means that you kind of the madrega of a Talmud Chacham. It's a madrega that's always nitzchis. You're always a Talmud Chacham. Even when you don't learn, you're a Talmud Chacham. You become a Talmud Chacham. You become a metzius of Ur. You become a Talmud Chacham. You become essentially, in other words, you could call him a different name, call him a Talmud Chacham, call him Ur. He becomes Ur. He becomes a Metzius of Ur. He becomes a Metzius of Ur Lamaba, a Neshama of light. The mitzvah of Limudat Torah is sort of a way, a channel, a way, how if you mekayem mitzvah Torah, where it's outmost perfection, with hasmada, with complete, you immerse yourself completely in divrei Torah, with yigiyus haTorah, so then you could become Torah itself, you become a Talmud Chacham. But once you're a Talmud Chacham, you're more than all the mitzvahs, it's more than your limud haTorah. Limud haTorah is only a way which is mesugal to make you into a Talmud Chacham. So there's an Ur and there's a Ner. Or the ner mitzvah Torah. Zohar says that if you learn, if you mekai mitzvahs, the pnimius, in other words, apisoid, apirozen deraisa, kavana, with the real kavana, so then It's like it has the same chashivas as limudat Torah itself, and it's also bein bidna d'osik ba, bein bidna d'loy ba, osim egin amatz. It's a way to be lift up the degree of the mitzvahs and make it into Torah itself. So that could be a little explained. This is connected to this, the parasha with Yisrael, also with the name of Amalek, Mechiz Amalek. That Zohar says that Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is correspondent to four and Yonam and Ter. Yud is Yira, Kei is Ahab, and Vav is Ter. And K, Tato, the last K, that's mitzvahs. Yira, Hava, Torah, mitzvahs. The Vav is Torah, and the K is mitzvahs. We know that the word mitzvah, Mashor, brings it down, it's a Bem Sazoya. The mitzvah is Bem Tzadik of mitzvah, and Vav K of mitzvah. Bem Tzadik of mitzvah is the Atbash of Yud K. Yud Kei Be'at Bash is Mem Tzadik, and Vav Kei is the Vav Kei of Shem Abai. The Mem Tzadik of Mitzvah is only in At Bash, because it's called Hanistoris L'Shem Alekeinu, Hanigloes Lona V'Neinu. Hanistoris L'Shem Alekeinu means that the Ahav and Yir, which is correspondent to the Yud Kei, that's hidden. That's the hidden part of the person. No one knows that if you have a half or a year. Only the Rebbe Hashem knows if you're a half and you're a year. It's Dvarim Shebaleib. It's Chavis Alvavis. It pertains to the pnimius of the person, to the hidden part of the person. So that's called Nestorius Hashem Alekeinu. That's Yudke. And that's why it's also hidden in the word of mitzvah. It's Mem Tzadik. It's not noted explicitly, it's Mem Tzadik. Ve'hanigloiz is Vavke, which is Ve'hanigloiz. Lonu v'neinu. So the Ve'hanigloiz, that's Torah mitzvahs. That's Mem Tzadik Vavke. So, since Vav Kei is connected to Torah mitzvahs, so we know that the Kei Tator, the last Kei, is called Malchus, the Midas HaMalchus. Which the Midas HaMalchus is, has many Ramals, many Mishalim in this world. It is the Vav and the Kei. Malchus is called the Mor HaKotay. It's called the Mor HaKotay. The Yereach, the moon, the Mor HaKotay. And the Vav is called the Mor HaGodoy, the Shemesh, the Mor HaGodoy. Vav is the Mor HaGodoy, and Kei is the Mor HaKotay. So, Vav is the Mor HaGodoy. That's the Shemesh, that's the Yom. That has to do with Torah, because we said that the Yom is Talmud Chacham, Olam Haba, it's Torah, Olam Haba. That's the Vav. And the Kei is the Laila, that's Mitzvahs. So that's called the Midas HaMalchus, Mitzvahs, which is the Mitzvahs HaMalach. The Malach commands you to perform Mitzvahs. You don't have to know the reason. You don't have to know the reason why you do the Mitzvahs. The Malach commanded you to do the Mitzvahs, so you become the Mitzvahs HaMalach. And that's the Kei, that's the last Kei, the Kei Tato, which is, you do the Mitzvahs. The Vav is the Ur Shemesh. It enlightens you. It gives you the light why you have to do the mitzvahs. Really, this is the Ur. This is Olam Haba. In other words, we said before the Torah and Talmud Chacham is Olam Haba. So you have to have it. Of course, many deeper explanations, but the more plain explanation is like this: that what's schar mitzvah? What's olam haba? What's schar mitzvah? You know, schar mitzvah. Schar of the mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. In other words, the Baruch Hashem tells you to do a mitzvah, and this mitzvah accomplishes and brings down a certain light in the world. We'll have to explain it soon that in this world you can't see that light. That we'll never explain, but it's a light, it's a certain yichud. Yichud kitchen, yichud to grow down through the mitzvahs. The schar of Olam Haba will be that you'll be able to attach yourself to that light, you'll be able to behold that light, you'll be connected to that light, and that's the biggest, in other words, you have an akara, a real akara. You'll really realize the, and be masig, you understand, and you'll feel the yichud kitchver chishkantay, which means the yichud that the Benjam has with all neshamas, with all nishmas Yisrael. And that's the biggest tainik. The yichud is the biggest tainik. Biggest tainik there's shy. So, the soyda yichud, that's the soyda tainik that we will have by Olam Haba, and this is the real reason of that, the deeper, if you ask why the Rebbeinu tells you to do mitzvahs, really, what's Torah? Torah explains to you the mitzvahs. What's Torah? Torah means explanation of the mitzvah. It explains you the reason of the mitzvah, explains you how to do the mitzvah. It guides you. It's like a guide and teaches you all about the mitzvah, all that you have to know about the mitzvah. That's the plain definition of Torah. Torah means the explanation and it's an encyclopedia of the mitzvahs. It tells you everything that you have to know about the mitzvah. So if you'll ask, what's the reason of the mitzvah? You can say many reasons. But what's the real reason of the mitzvah? The real madrega, I want to know it at its biggest madrega, its high. I want to understand it at its shorish, at its source. So I'll tell you, it's yichud kitsh v'chishant. Once you understand that it's yichud kitsh v'chishant, you really understood the mitzvah. That's the highest madrega of Torah that there is. And that's really the source and the shorish of all about the mitzvah. Everything is rooted in this shorish, which is called yichud kitsh v'chishant. So once you have that out, you understand that. So of course, it's very plain that what's the Talmud Chacham? Who understands Torah? And what's Torah? Explanation of the mitzvahs. And what's the explanation of the mitzvah? Yichud kitchen rechishkanta. So that's the schar of the mitzvah. That's Olam Haba. Understanding yichud kitchen rechishkanta, beholding yichud kitchen rechishkanta, means that you understand the mitzvah. Without experiencing the yichud kitchen rechishkanta, you never understood the mitzvah. You did not a Talmud Chacham. You didn't understand the mitzvah. So the schar mitzvah. You could ask a plain kasha, so every Talmud Chacham understands Yichud Kitchvich, so you can't call him a Talmud Chacham. So I wouldn't go on Barichas, but the Talmud Chacham doesn't even know what it understands. But the Torah has a levush, the Torah clothes himself in many levushim. The mesikos, the sweetness that a Talmud Chacham feels in the Torah, that comes from this Yichud Kitchvich, but it's clothed and levushim of this world, because we're still the goof, we're still not goof that can't really understand it at its source, but it's a main Olam Haba. It's the main that Talmud Chacham, a real Talmud Chacham, will always tell you that the Torah is a main Olam Haba. The Torah is such a dveikus and such a ur, which he doesn't need a better Olam Haba than the Mesikis of Torah. So that's because it comes from this yichud. It comes from this yichud. The Bereshit's light shines down to the shaman, and that's exactly what he's feeling. He's feeling the yichud kitchvichishkanta. He doesn't have to know about it, but that's what he's feeling. If you would define the mesikis atayra, you would say that it's a radiance of the yichud kitchvichishkanta. So Torah means olam haba. It's a schar mitzvah. It's yichud kitchvichishkanta. That's exactly what Torah means. But this world is a Laila, it doesn't have that light. But there's the concept of Laila Kayomyo, that a Laila could light like the Yom. So when the Laila lights like the Yom, that means mitzvahs light like Torah. Because the mitzvah is the Kay, which is Malchus, and Laila Kayomyo. So this idea, the idea of Laila Kayomyo means that mitzvahs could sometimes light, and that's really the tachlis that we work on the mitzvahs, that we should make it so that laila kayamia. So the Zohar says when you make mitzvahs bepnimius, then it's like laila kayamia. I don't have an exact explanation why dafke mitzvahs bepnimius should be gern that. I won't go into it, it's a sugi. But that's what the Zohar says. Laila, when you do mitzvahs bepnimius, it's laila kayamia. Okay, so that's why the mitzvah is shaynish and stavu by Yisrael. That's a very... I'll explain, believe that it's a very double omak, it's a very clear inyan, it's a deep inyan. First mitzvah is kiddush achodesh, mitzvah is shayna. Because the mitzvah of kiddush achodesh is to make laila kayam yor. That's the whole idea of kiddush achodesh. That's the mitzvah is shaynish and stavu by Yisrael. That you have to say davam and say mekudish, mekudish. And in other words, in a certain way, you're bringing down a light of Me'ein Olam Haba, of Me'ein Laila Kayam Yor, very Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Zohar says that Geirim are attached, have a grasp, sort of, in the last K of the Shem Haba. Malchus. That's why they're called Gerit Tzedek, and Tzedek is Malchus and Kedusha. Malchus. There is the Madrig of Torah, the Madrig of Talmud Chacham, Madrig of Torah. And a Ger is usually wouldn't be able to enter that world of Torah. The question is Makar of Ger, but there's a difference between the Shamas of Ger and the Shamas of Nei Ramitzuk Yaakov. One of the differences that a ger is not so much prone to be mesugel, he's not so much mesugel to become, to have the ur of Torah. There is special ger, there is yetzim and aklal ger, certain individual ger, special ger that were zoicha to big madrei of Torah. That's why Unkelus Ager asked the Bishua and asked the Blaz, I want to be zoicha to Torah. They told him, no, I have ger lost lachem simla, but not Torah.
So he said, no, I didn't come for that. I came for Torah. I want Torah. And Yeshua was Makarim and told him, yeah, he'll be Zeicher to Torah. And he's called Unkelus. I once said that Unkelus, because the Vav of Shem Havaya, that's Torah. And this Vav, a certain Geirin, who was Zeicher to Torah, was Zeicher to this Vav. That's a Yisrael was Zeicher to Torah, and this Zeicher to Torah was Zeicher to Ois Vav. They added on Ois Vav, because Vav is Torah. The Zohar says that Rochav Azoina asked Yeshua, Satam li ois amas, give me ois amas. So the Zohar says she wanted the ois vav, because the ois vav is Torah and that's called ois amas. It's connected to correspond, we know in Kabbalah, it's correspond to connect to Yaakov, that's why Yaakov has extra vav sometimes. It's the ois vav, it's called the ois amas, the ois Yaakov. She asked the ois vav. So, and that's Gilas Rus, Yelena Shvuz, because Rus is also Zohar to Torah. That's the Indian that Boaz told Ruth. V'yimas kirtach shleima me'im Hashem alekai Yisro. Alekai, me'im alekai Yisro. Alekai, there's alekai, and it's called alekai Yisro. Alekai Yisro means that revelation that the Boaz only gives to Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, alekai Yisro, which is called Teferis, which is only given to Bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. You'll be zeichet at that. V'yimas kirtach shleima me'im Hashem alekai Yisro. That's a Rus, the Zohar says, it's like the Oisis Torah. Without the Hei, no, it's the Hei, she's a Hei, she's a Zohar, the Hei, she's a Gei, and now she was Zohar to a Rus. And so all Pesukim of Rus start with a Vav, besides eight Pesukim. Every Pesuk starts with a Vav. There's a reason for these eight Pesukim, but it's called a Vav. Everything starts with a Vav. She was Zohar to a Torah, to a Vav. We find in Targum, Loshen Targum, we say by Vova Yom Mudan, the Targum says Unkele. Unkele, he calls Vovim a Vov. A Vov is like a hook, but it's called a Vov because it looks like a Vov. The Tzura of a Vov, and the Targum calls it always Unkele. So that's Unkele Sager. Unkele Sager means that he was Zoicha, he's a Targum, he said everything in Targum. So since he's the Targum, so he calls it Unkele. He was Zoicha to the Ois Vov, Ois Amos, the Ois Vov. And that's a madriga of Laila Kayem Yor. It's a madriga of the night and the day come together. So, since there's a difference between a Geir, comes from Amazoid. Amazoid could also have mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is something that Amazoid also have. They have Sheva mitzvahs. They have Sheva mitzvahs. The main difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzvah is not mitzvahs. We'll have to explain that too, but the difference is Torah. Torah is the Ois Vav. That's a Kei Yisrael. That's what Rebbeinu gives to Klal Yisrael. So since a Geir comes from the Mitzvah, so he still has a certain impression, a Roshim, a remainder of his past, even though he's Geir Shekikot Shanoi Ledama, there's a certain relation that he still has, which doesn't let him be connected to Torah because he has to do with mitzvahs. It's mitzvahs, it's Torah. So that's why mitzvah is shayna, shen stavi by Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah of Masoim. It's a mitzvah is shayna, shen stavi by Yisrael, is that it should make that Laila Kayonya, that the night, that the Laila shouldn't be no only mitzvahs, it should be also Torah. And that's a Kiddush HaChodesh, is Nimsa L'Chachma Yisrael, to Chachma Yatar, is Nimsa Seidu Iber, that's one of the Shavuos Hashem was Meshbi Klal Yisrael, Shalegalo, Shul Bi Megalo Seidu Iber, to Adem Yisrael. Because the Osa Chayin L'Chol Goy, Mishpata Bal Yidom. Now this Indian of Mishpata Bal Yidom, is the Oymik. In other words, the first din Torah that was ever in Ma'aseh Bereishis, there was a din Torah in Ma'aseh Bereishis. When the Shemesh created the world, there was an argument, and there was a din Torah, they had to go to court, because there was a machloikis between the Shemesh and the Erech. The feud between the Shemesh and the Erech. Ein shnei malachim shtam shem b'kesechot,
he had to pass and he had to go to court to the Torah. And Bereshit passed him l'chi amati es atzmi. He told the Yireich to become less, to become a lager, to become a more kol. And for this psak, the Bereshit says, avila kapara shemiyadati es arayich. This psak needs, for every reason, this psak needs a kapara. Bereshit has to be mechapada. So that's the first entire. The first entire in the world had to have a kapara. So since then, every bezin needs a kapara, because every bezin is yearning from the first entire. And no bezin could really pass in a din which doesn't need a kapara. Because all of machshava lebarav midas adin, and ra shein oilam sky, the world can't stand with the midas adin, so he can't pass in with a clear din. And the oimik adin should come out, but oimik, because the world is not in that madrig. So there is an inyan of a din, but it's not the oimik adin, it's not the real din. So every din needs a kapara. So that's why we find Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMizbeach. You have to put in Sanhedrin HaMizbeach, because the Sanhedrin near HaMizbeach, they need a kapara. Every din needs a kapara. And it says, Eila Mishpatim, Shetosim Lufneyim, Eila Mishpatim, Shetosim Chazal Darshan, Hishra Kosev Isha Leish Lachol Dinam Shabitay. Isha is called Malchus, it's called the Marakot. Ish is called the Maragod. The Ish is the Mashpir, like the Shemesh, which gives light to the Yireich, and the Yireich is sort of the reflection of the Shemesh, which returns this light to the Shemesh. Or Avonik Arachama means that the Yireich, the reflection, such a mirror that it reflects the whole light with such a perfection that you can't even differentiate between who's giving the light and who's returning the light. It's Laila Kayem Yor. The Shemesh and the Yireich, the Or Yosher is called, and the Or Chayza, the Or that the Shemesh gives to the Yireich, to Malchus. The Or that the Bereshit gives to Knesset Yisrael, and the what Knesset returns is Laila Kayem Yor. You can't know who is bigger, from where the light comes. That's the madrega of Laila Kayom Yor, which is going to be lost love. And that's called Hishle Ishal Ish. The Ish, the Mashpia, and the Mekabel, the giver of the light, and the returner of the light, gives back the Or Chayzer, is the same madrega. And Ve'elam Mishpatim HaShetosim Lebnaim, the all Mishpatim have to work on that to bring Laila Kayom Yor, because that's the Oymik HaDin. Then it's going to be a time when the Din is going to become Nizgal. So Moshe wanted to bring this Arvonik Aracham, since Yisrael came, and Yisrael was Zoycha to Torah. So if Yisrael is Zoycha to Torah, so that's a b'chana of Arvonik Aracham, because Yisrael is Mitzvah, Yisrael is a Ger, and he was Zoycha to Torah. So he went Lishpoit as one, after the day after Yom Kippurim, because Yom Kippurim is the Zman HaKapur for all Kapurim, especially for Laila Kayom Yor. That's why the night of Yom Kippur is Laila Kayom Yor. The Kira Yerushalayim were up a whole night. The Kayol was up a whole night. It's Laila Kayom Yor. So it's very misugal that you should make Laila Kayom Yor. You should make Arav Al Karacham. The year starts with Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says in a certain way the year starts from Yom Kippur. Or is the year, in a certain way, the Rosh Hashanah is called or either Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Or it says, there's Gzeret on Rosh Hashanah, Gzeret on Rosh Hashanah, that Gzeret has effect till the next Yom Kippur. So in other words, from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur is like a year. So it's exactly the days that the Yireich, the lunar year, is less than the solar year, than the Chama, it's about 10 days, 10 full days, or more. So that's the difference in Yeshana Yom Kippur. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Shnas Alvona became as big as the Shnas Acham. So that's Laila Kayom Yom.
And then Moshe went lishpat hasam. Chazal tell us in Boikah Adarev, Kaladon din lamis lamita. She's now a shutah laKadosh Baruch Hu b'maisi bereishis. This is the Boikah v'Erev. Boikah Erev. That sounds very good. Boikah Erev. You have to connect the Boikah and the Erev. You have to make Laila k'yemyo. Then you're a shutah b'maisi bereishis. You perfected maisi bereishis. Maisi bereishis needs a kapara because miyut hayareya. Ve'yeisha Moshe lishpat hasam. Now, Boikah Adarev, to make Laila k'yemyo. But Yisro felt that it's good for him, for his madrega, but since there's other Gerim are going to come, other Gerim, and they can't live up to this madrega. They have attachment to the Ereich when the Ereich is going to be Utah, and when the Ereich is going to be Meluya, that's going to be like Lassilova, Eme Kabul, Gerim, and Moshe Mashiach. So he criticized Sora Moshe and gave Musa to Moshe. That no, look, it's too high. It's too high, Madrega. You have to lower yourself down. It can't be you should lish with Islam and Aboikah there. We don't have the Madrega yet of Laila Kiyem. So a Geir is Ochus in the Sinian of in the Laila and the Ner and the Mitzvah and Yisrael, Taltoch and Ter is Ochus in the Yom. Now let's go a step further. First, we have already an Indian of to understand the tshuva, because tshuva means tashuv kei, the kei should come back to its place. And tshuva, the real madrega of tshuva is laila k'yem yor. So therefore, Klaisa went shchaydish, learn out from the first of shchaydish, the shchaydish of the mitzvah shchaydish and stavri Yisrael, they came to Har Sinai. To make it that should be the madrega of Matan Torah, should be a madrega of Laila Kayem Yom. Like Shavuos at night. Shavuos night, he also up a whole night, it's a b'chun of Laila Kayem Yom. The madrega of Matan Torah, the mitzvahs lit, where you can mamish like Torah. And that's why you make a big esek of Talmid HaChachamim. You make a big esek of Talmid HaChachamim on Shavuos, because in the madrega of the Sinas of Torah, the mitzvahs, that's why you learn Rus on Shavuos, then you have the ability to make the mitzvahs be like Torah itself, to be because it's a zman of paskus amasim. There's no zohamis anachash. So maybe on the high madrega you could mikayim the mitzvahs of pipnimis, and when you mikayim the mitzvahs of pipnimis, laila k'yom yor. This is also chag ha-bikurim, because there's mitzvahs in this Torah. So what Chazal tell us, naaseh v'nishma, is. So to me, it's doimel tapuach, ma tapuach piri yekoydem la'alov, av Yisroel ekdimu nasa l'nishma. So in other words, we see from this, the Chazal call nasa, the mitzvahs they call the peri. And the alov they call the nishma. So nasa means mitzvahs, v'nishma means Torah. And nasa v'nishma is shnei ksarim, it's like shnei malachim b'kesa echad. And Nas is even more than Nishma. We'll have to explain that another five times, so getting late. And Nas and Nishma is the inin of Tapuach. Ma Tapuach period kaidum la'alov, but we saw Dima Nas and Nishma. That's the Madrega of Shavuos. Shavuos is Yema Bikurim. Bikurim is the first pair. The Madrega of the pair is Bishleimusam, and its perfection means Tam Eitze period Shav. The eights and the pair are in the same madrig. The pair is called the K, the eights is called the Vav, and Tam eights are pair Shava means that the K and the Vav are in the same madrig. So that's Chag HaBikurim, that's the day of the Bikurim of the pairs, Tam eights are pair Shava. And that's the Indian of the Yoim of Matan Torah. So when they came to Har Sinai, they came with Tshuva, Tshuva is Toshet K. The K is Toshav to the Madrega of the Vav, the same Madrega should be in the same Madrega of the Vav. So now let's get back a little to Torah Mitzvahs, and this bring us a little to Purim. This Purim is like Yom Kippur, it's Yom Ahai Madrega Yom Kippur. So it says that Yom Kippur, Purim is so he says, Al Shem Yom HaKippur. It's Al Shem Yom HaKippur. It's like Yom Kippur. But it's Yom Kippur, the Sidon is Angenbe. Yom Kippur that we wouldn't have to fast, you'll be able to eat and enjoy the gashmis, like all Yom Tov, the Adam and Simcha, Oynik, and Simcha Lebasa, and Simcha Lebayayin. That's a Yom Kippur of Lasid Lover, and we have a sample of that Yom Kippur of Lasid Lover in Yom Kippur. A different type of Yom Kippur, a Yom Kippur that you wouldn't have to fast. You have to understand, when you don't have to fast, you're doing tshuva, it's Yom Kippur. So you have to feel better about averus, you need a kapara. You want Hashem to atone your averus, so you have to feel better about it, you have to fast, you have to do something about it. No. Asida and Sangabe. Also, Lava, it's going to be a different Purim, Asida and Sangabe. It's a year of Mechias Amalek. We know always that Mechias Amalek is connected with Yom Kippur. We explained once, first of all, but the Ramas, there's every day is 24 hours, yeah? So the first 10 days of the year have 10 times 24 hours. It's the Nil of Yom Kippur, Purim, after ending the 10 days. That's 240 hours, which is the Gematria of Amalek. So in other words, the Amalek hours is from the beginning of the year till Yom Kippur. Once explained that Gimel Mitzvahs in Tzavar Yisrael, Chazal tell us three Mitzvahs, Yisrael commanded to three Mitzvahs when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Limnus Lamelech, Lim Chazar Shalamelech, Limnus Vesapchir. So when you enter a new year, it's like you enter Eretz Yisrael, you enter a new Madrig. Eretz Yisrael is Ein Hashem Lekachabam, Eresh is Hashem. Eresh is Hashem like a new Eretz Yisrael. So first you have Limnus Lamelech, Ziyem Yerosh Hashanah, you say Amelech Amelech, Yimamlech Terbaish, Yimamlech is the Melech Rosh Hashanah, Lecha Yizar Shalamelech, Ziyem Kippur, Purim al Shem Yom Kippur. Purim Yom Kippur is Licher Zahar Shal HaMalek. Then this Beis HaPchir is Chag HaSukkos. Chag HaSukkos, you build the Beis HaPchir. So these are the three mitzvahs that you do in the beginning of the year. So Purim is like Yom Kippur. The chait of the period that brought Amalek is the Safik. Amalek is Matri Safik. The Klaus had a Safik. Ayesh Hashem Rekebeinu Emai. Emayat Vayevo Emon. Now the Zohar says this Ayesh Hashem Rekebeinu Emai means that they had a sort of had a chakir, they had a suffix. If the Bereshim is noyeg with them, with a madreg which is called Ayin, that means that it's Ayin, it's a very high madreg that you can't understand that, or Yesh, or a madreg that's Yesh, that you could understand. So now, let's go back to the Indian of Torah Mitzvahs. The way we explained till now, it seems to be that Torah is much more than Mitzvahs. Torah is Zayim Abba, and Mitzvahs is Zayim Azeh. Kol Chafetzeh Chala Yishuva, Fela Chafetzeh Mitzvah. But really, this was a big chakira in the Chachamim. They asked the Shaila, the Gemara says, they asked the Shaila, and Elias, they went up to Elias by Snitzer Belud, and they asked the Shaila, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol? What's bigger? Is learning bigger, or is Maisa Mitzvah bigger? Is Torah more, or is it Mitzvah more? And the final decision was that Gadol Talmud is big, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, because it brings you to Maisa, to Mitzvahs. Very interesting. So again, I don't know what's bigger. After this Maskana, I don't know, after this Tetz, I don't know what's bigger. Talmud is Gadol, he said the Farish, learning is bigger. But why is it bigger? Because it brings Lidei Maisa. So if the whole chashivas, the whole godless of Torah that brings down mice, it seems that mice is big. So I don't know what's big. So it means like this. Certain things could be big, be shayrish, that source is big. But the shayla wasn't here at shayrish. The shayla was more according to our attitude. How should we act upon Torah mitzvahs? To what to what should we be, give more emphasis and more chashivas, to Torah or to mitzvahs? It goes like this. Mitzvahs means when a person does a mitzvah. Means, like we said before, he's goyim a yichud kitchu v'chishchad. But this yichud, which he does, he'll never understand what this means. Never. It's impossible for a Baal Gvul, for a creation, for a finite mitzius to understand b'chlal, what does that mean, yichud kitchu v'chishchad. It's das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to call it das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Ratzon Elyon. In the Kabbalah phrase, it would be called Keser, because it's Keser mitzvahs in the Torah, you know, with the Tari mitzvah, the Zayin mitzvah, the Rabbanah. It's Ratzon Elyon. Mitzvahs do what Hashem wants. Ratzon. You don't have to understand what it's mitzvahs HaMelech. It's what Hashem tells you to do. And you don't have to understand why you have to do it. It's, you listen to Hashem, it's Amunna. You have to have Amunna, and you have to understand. It's called I. You never understand it. It's impossible to understand. You did something, in other words, you could say on the plain phrase, you would say that you did something which is so great, and you'll never understand how great, which great accomplishment you accomplished now when you did a mitzvah. In other words, you brought down a light of Hashem to the Choshech. In other words, this choshech of Olam Hazeh, if you would look with the eyes of the Kaddish Baruch Hu, you would see that it's not plain a light. It's an Or Gadol Miyod. It's such a great light. In other words, the whole purpose that a neshama comes down to this world, you could see it in the capital of Hashem Hakatani Beteidah. The capital Kuflamatas and Tilam, he says very the whole Indian of a neshama coming down to this world. So he says, for Oima, when it came down to this world, I'll get lost in this choshech. I'll vanish in this choshech. But I found out that the Lila became her. Gam choshech leyachshech memeko. From you, a choshech doesn't make choshech. Not only doesn't make choshech, but laila kayom yor. The laila is just like the yom, and even more than that, kachashech akora means the whole subject is irrelevant. When you say choshech and or, you want to make the choshech to or, you want to change over. It's an irrelevant thing. The choshech is or. They're synonymous. You think that choshech and or are two opposites? No, they're the same thing. They're the same thing. Choshech really means a very great or. It's called choshech. That's the das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a complete divine das which a creation will never be able to grasp. It's infinite. It's Ein Sof. It's lamaylam lagvul. It's kesef. What he did exactly made that. When he brought down a certain light of Hashem, the schar mitzvah is that from this light, it's gonna drip drops of hasagis. It's gonna be like a fountain. It's like a fountain. It's a fountain which is gonna be. It's gonna stream from there hasagis alukis. These hasagis are everlasting hasagis. It's a ma'ash ena poisik. It's a fountain which will never stop, never cease to exist. It's a nachum levei b'karachach. It's gonna always give you a service, which this is called schar mitzvah. Schar mitzvah, you always understand more and more yichud kitchu b'richud shchente. Whatever you accomplish in this world, you understand it much more. You more yichud kitchu b'richud shchente, more yichud kitchu b'richud shchente, more. This is schar mitzvah. But the shayrish. What you did, you'll never understand. It's inside. It's infinite. It's going to be a stream which is everlasting. It's infinite, but it's never going to see. It's always going to be something that you don't understand. That's called the Or Makif. There's the Or Makif and the Or Pnimi. There's a certain phrase by the Mekubalim Chassidus. It's called the Or Makif. It means an Or which you can't grasp. It's a Makif. So it has effect on you, but you can't grasp it. It's makif. It surrounds the world, but that's not in the world. It's a makdur. Now, this Arimakiv has a keli, in other words, it has a certain way that you have a certain connection to it. You should be able to bring it down, to bring it down to this world. This is called mitzvahs. There's a keli which is called the keli of a pnimi. There's a keli which is called the keli of a makiv. A keli of a or a pnimi means like this, like the seichel, the mind of a person, the power of intellect of a person. There's chachma, there's wisdom, and this wisdom goes into your mind, and your mind works with this wisdom, works with this chachma. So it's the vessel which goes into the keli, so to speak. The keli works with this herb. There's a certain keli which is not called like the keli goes into the herb. It only has to be attached to it. You know? So it goes from external effect from the outside. But a certain connection you have to this herb. It would be the best marshal for that would be like a candle. Ner mitzvah. There's a psilo, there's the wick, and this wick, the ner, the light of the candle doesn't go into the wick. It's only a way that you can grasp it. There's a way the wick grasps the light that shouldn't vanish. So you only grasp it. But it's not like a keli, which is a vessel, which the oil goes into the keli. So that's called mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are sort of psilos, that's why tzitzis is like a psilo, psil techeilos, which connects you to a mitzvah. Mitzvahs is called oil makiv, that's called a levush. From mitzvahs comes a levush for the nesham. Esav and Yaakov, Esav could have been even bigger than Yaakov. Because Esav took Olam Hazeh, and Yaakov took Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is the world which is completely, it has only the Olam Makiv of the Rebbein Shalom. The light that shines into the Olam Hazeh is a light that we can't understand. It's Makiv. Which understands what happens in this world. We accomplish, we bring down a light that we don't understand. We bring down this iron. It's higher than our soul. It's a levush. Esav is kula kedera seir, means he's a levush. He took mitzvahs. That's why he was medactic with mitzvahs. He sort of deceived Yitzchak by saying he's medactic with mitzvahs. Because Yitzchak knew that he's pretending to mitzvahs. He took Oel Mazeh. Oel Mazeh is the world of mitzvahs. He's the pchar. He's bigger than Yaakov. He took mitzvahs. Yaakov, Yoshev HaHolam, he took Oel Mabah. Yaakov took Oel Mabah. He's the Talmud Chacham. He takes the Oel Pnimi. He takes Oel Mabah. So just like the Ish Ve'isha, we know that Ish is higher than Teres Ba'alam. Isha in a certain way is even higher than the Ish. It's like a Munah is higher than a Sogim. The Isha is more pertaining to a Munah. A Munah is a certain power to connect yourself to things that are higher than you, and higher than you can grasp. It's a special koyach benefesh, special koyach benefesh to attach yourself to this isha. Ish is the or pnimi, that's Olam Haba. So now, even though the ish is chayel teres balo, even though mitzvahs, you could say, and it's cherished by the ayin, it's more than Torah, the Torah is the yesh, Torah is chachma. Chachma ma'ayin to motzei. Torah is chachma. Chachma comes from this eye. From this eye comes a stream of light that comes into our yesh, into our vessels, and becomes chachma. So, but you can't really be mekayim the mitzvahs, and you can't attach yourself to this. Our attachment, our true attachment to the mitzvahs, in order to be able to perform the mitzvahs in the right way, you have to be, it's just like the isha has to be recovered from the Baal. The same way, the mitzvahs have to be recovered from Torah. You can't be recovered mitzvah without Torah. You can't, the Baal mitzvah wouldn't be able to be a true Baal mitzvah if he doesn't be recovered from the Talmud Chacham. The Olam Hazeh, even though Olam Hazeh is Eilim Hazeh is Haim Lasoisam, just like the weekdays. The weekdays is also Lasoisam. Shabbos is the Schar of the Mitzvah. Whatever you did in the weekdays, you'll be in a Hannah's Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yom Darais, that's the Schar of the Mitzvah. But the weekdays have to be Mekabel from Shabbos. Shabbos is the Shurish of the old Ashpoz of the weekdays. Even though the Mitzvahs are the Shurish higher than Torah, but the ability to be able to perform it in the right way is through Torah. In other words, like you could say like this, that the mitzvahs is like a, it's like a raw material. It's like, can't have the right word in English, it's like, let's say like Amunah. Amunah is a, like, there's a Rebbe in a Talmud. The Rebbe has a Sagus. The Rebbe learns Torah, has Das. And he has his asagas, his ideas, he understands it very good. And he gives it over to the Talmud. But the Talmud, not only does he understand what the Rebbe says, maybe he doesn't understand as much as the Rebbe understands it, but he has a moon in the Rebbe. And since he has a moon in the Rebbe, he sort of is mashpia to the Rebbe, that the Rebbe should also have a moon in what he's saying. Sometimes the Rebbe has das, but doesn't have a moon in what he's saying. He doesn't understand the depth, the light. He sees the das of what he's saying, but he doesn't understand what's more than the das. What he's saying is something that's more than the das also. The Talmud, who is mekabel from the Rebbe, and he has a moon on the Rebbe, nor is he. Sometimes a person is mashpia to mekabel, to the Talmud, and the Talmud gets lit up. The Rebbe himself wasn't so much impressed with things that he was saying, that just like the Talmud. Because the Talmud was only, the Rebbe was only attached to the Sfar. He said the Sfar in Rebbe Kivayga. It's a nice Sfar. It's a clear Sfar. It's very good that the Rebbe brings down the Sfar. But the sweetness of the Sfar, the Talmud is more attached than the Rebbe. Because the Talmud is not so much attached to the Sfar itself, because he's not the Rebbe, he's the Talmud. But the light of the Sfar, the poetic sort of effect of the Sfar is the Talmud is a bigger man, and he's mashpia that to the Rebbe. Just like an Isha and an Isha, an Isha brings out certain koiches and nefesh of the Ish, that Ish himself is not a baby. And the Isha, through her connection to the Baal, will sort of bring out these miles of the Baal, that the Baal himself was not made. That's the Talmid Ayesha Mekulam. It's a certain madrega of Amunah that the Talmud, but after all, the Talmud has to be Mekabel from the Rebbe. You can't have Amunah and you can't have Amunah everything. The Rebbe is going to teach the Talmud and what to have Amunah, how to have Amunah. And he has to be mekabel from the Rebbe. After he's mekabel from the Rebbe, he's a light that's even greater than the Rebbe. That's the pshat of Golden Talmud. We have to attack to consider Talmud bigger. In other words, mitzvahs and Torah is bigger. The Talmud Chacham is more than the Baal Mitzvah. There was never Gedolei Torah. Manhige Yisrael were always Gedolei Torah, not Gedolei Mitzvahs. Klal Yisrael had many Gedolei Mitzvahs, but the Gedolei Mitzvahs weren't the Manhigim of Klal Yisrael. Esav would have been bigger than Yaakov if he would have been mekabel from Yaakov. His whole chait was that he wasn't mekabel from him. After he would have been a Talmud of Yaakov, he would have let himself be mishpo from Yaakov, then he would have been greater than Yaakov. Esav was kula gedera seyer, he was a lush. Yaakov was yosh v'hol, but he had to be mekabel from Yaakov. So this world is a world of I. We do mitzvahs which we don't even understand. And from this I is going to become a yesh. So there's a mile of oilam hazeh, there's a mile of oilam hazeh. That's what Chazal tell us. Yofi sha'achas shal tshuva ma'asa toivim b'oilam hazeh mekol chai oilam hazeh. What you accomplish in this world is more than kol chai oilam hazeh. Tshuva ma'asa toivim, you did something which is you brought a yichud kitchibruch yishchente da'as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is much bigger than oilam hazeh. Yofi kairos ruach shal oilam hazeh. What you're masking by the Mabah, you'll never be masking this world. this world is you did something which is bigger than Olam Haba, but it's not the Kares Ruach. The Kares Ruach, that saga will become Olam Haba. It's getting a little late, but I'll try to be brief because I want to get into Purim a little. That the Sidon and Sangabe. There's an eye, and we said there's a yesh. Yeah. Eye is something we can't understand, and the yesh. A yesh Hashem b'kibayin amayin, and a suffix, yesh Hashem amayin. Zohar said that it was a good hakir, it's very good to search the Amazon, to look for the Amazon, look, you want to understand, you want to understand, there's a yesh, the Shemay gives us the yesh, if he connects to himself to us through the yesh or through the eye, it's a good thing. It wasn't a chait. It shouldn't be a chait. So he says, the chait was al nasoisam es Hashem. Al nasoisam, they tested Hashem. Ayesh Hashem b'kabayin ma'ayin. You could search for the amos and you could have hakiras and discussions about certain shilas questions. You could ask questions. Because you want to understand, it's a yesha. But it shouldn't be b'derech nisyon. It's chet was nisoy. Soy means like this. A person has to have a munim. That's a munim b'asham, it's a munim b'tayim. After that, he could start being choyke chakiris. But if, by not understanding the answer for his chakiris, his munim is going to be less than it was before, that's called avda b'nisyon. Then you're testing Hashem. You're looking for the Amos, of course, you have a right to look for the Amos. Hashem wants you to look for the Amos, you created for that. But don't think that if you don't understand the Amos, your emunah should be a little diminished, should be less than it was before. If you do that, it means you're testing Hashem. You're testing him with what he is, if he's chas v'shalom, right or wrong chas v'shalom. That's nasoisam es Hashem, ayesh Hashem b'kibayin amai. But the Hakir itself was a very deep Hakir, it was a very big Hakir. There's many Sfeikis. One of the big Sfeikis we know is Yidiyah and Bchir. Yidiyah means the Yidiyah of Hashem. Hashem knows. Yidiyah, Hashem knows. Like we said before, we don't know the Yidiyah of the Lo Yimachshev Ha'aseh Machshev Ha'aseh. The Rambam asked the Kasha, how does the person have free choice, Bchir, after the Hashem knows everything. Moshe knows everything, knows what he's going to be, knows that he's going to be a Tzaddik, knows he's going to be a Russian. So where is the Bechir? Now, what is now his free choice? So the Rambam says, Lo Yimachshev Ha'aseh Machshev, you don't understand. Not like we said, it's high. You don't understand. It's high. You don't understand. Lo Yimachshev Ha'aseh Machshev. But we have Bechir, but we know there's an idea too. Use that idea, in other words, in this world is a world of Bechir. Word of Bechir means that this das of HaKadosh Baruch is by us, I. We don't know this das of HaKadosh Baruch. Since we don't know this das of HaKadosh Baruch, so then we could have Bechir. Then we have Bechir. Because we don't know how our version knows everything, so it's not pertaining to us. It's not pertaining to us, so just don't get involved in the idea, don't get mixed up with this idea of Hashem. And the Torah tells you that you have to be a tzaddik, don't be a rosh. That means you have Bechir. Because it's a world of Bechir. In the world of Bechir, you don't understand the Das of the Kadosh Baruch. So you don't have to understand this Das, it's Bechir. We use this idea of a Kadosh Baruch sometimes when it comes to Tshuva. When it comes to Tshuva, that's what Rambam mentioned, the whole Shaila of Yidiyah and Bechir and Hilchos Tshuva. Because we could use it sometimes when we need it as a chizuk for a Baal Tshuva. When a Baal Tshuva feels that, no, I had Bechir, and I lost. I lost the game. I had Bechir. I could have won the game and I lost the game. I lost. I'm a failure. I failed. Bechir, you had a free choice. You could have been a tzaddik. You're not a tzaddik. Did an aver. You had Bechir. So, you can't. The game is over. You're a failure. No, so I'm using Bechir. Now I'm using a little idea too. Even though it doesn't pertain to this world, Tshuva, you know, is the aura of Lassus Lava. We're going now, it's late, so I can't go so much into the subject. It's the aura of Lassus Lava. Everyone has to do Tshuva, Bal Yidach Man and Nidach. Everyone is going to have a ticking and Saf Yisrael, Gilus, and Nasa. Tshuva, the Ram says, it's not even Bechir, it's higher than Bechir. The Ram says, it's Aftacha. Avtachas Shaf Yisrael Gvelusam Laasa Tshuva. They'll have to do Tshuva. So I guess maybe they wouldn't do Tshuva. They have Pchir. So the Teretz, it comes from the Olam HaYediyah. Here you use a little the Olam HaYediyah. The Torah gave you Pchir for all the mitzvahs, but after you did the mitzvah, you failed. It's after the game is over, so then it's no more pertaining Pchir, because the game is already over. You can't win the game anymore. You can't lose, you can't win. So if you can't lose and you can't win, so there's no Pchir now. Now you use Yediyah. Now you call the Olam HaYediyah. And you say to yourself, no, the Bashi knew that I'm going to be a Rasha. The Bashi knew everything before. He created me. He knew everything before. So obviously, it's hard to say in this world such a phrase, because it's really, I'm speaking the language of the lost lover. But it had to be that way. It had to be that way. I didn't fail. The Bashi knew about it, and he still created me. It had to be that way. So obviously, there's the Ohr of Tshuva, which is gonna be masake in this chet retroactively. It's gonna be nizgal. I'm afraid that everything is zachiyus, everything was zchus, everything is good. It's not even a diavet. It's a ketchilah. Everything is good. Everything is zachiyus. Okay. This is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the world of Olam Haba, because that's what ein achil eshtil, just like Olam Haba. It's aravah, but still you have to do tshuva. Without tshuva, we're not working. Tshuva, you have to say, you have charota, you have to say, shamna, begadna, al-chait, and everything. After you do tshuva, I'll give you a little nechama, I'll give you a chizuk, and I'll tell you about Olam HaYediyah. You should know the Olam HaYediyah. Everything is good. Leich echoy b'chitzimcha lachmecha, everything is good. When you come in a higher madrega, which is really Olam Haba, By tzaddikim, that's the real madriga of a tzaddik, like Shabbos. Shabbos is the main Olam Haba. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is a maton, not naschalka. Maton and toy v'yeshli b'yiskinoz. Shabbos is the main Olam Haba, it's a maton. So obviously, Olam Haba is also a maton. It's also a maton. When a tzaddik comes to Olam Haba, it doesn't come like some, I did a lot of mitzvahs. I come with a whole baggage, with a whole. Of a lot of mitzvahs that I did. Now I'm a rich person. Now give me Olam Haba. I'm a benai. I'm the tzaddik. I'm the tzaddik. Olam Haba. By Olam Haba, by tzaddik is a maton. The matnas chinam. The medrash, that's the biggest oitz of all the oitz. Matnas chinam. Yismach moyeshe matnas chalke. By tzaddik, everything is a maton. Maton means everything. I didn't do anything for Hashem. What do you mean he didn't do anything for Hashem? He had Pchir. And he had Pchir, so he did. So the Teretz is just like in this world. You say, what do you say? You say, this is Olam Pchir. And the idea, I don't understand. Next world, when the idea becomes Nizgala, because that's all Schar of Olam Haba means the idea becomes Nizgala, I would say just the opposite. The idea I understand, because that's Olam Haba. I believe that I had Pchir. But I don't know how I had Pchir. Just like I say in this world, that I believe that Hashem knows, but I don't know how Hashem knows. So it's going to be even a hapuchu. In the next world, it's going to be even a hapuchu. I'll say opposite petal. I'll say, yeah, idea. I understand the idea. That's my schar mitzvah. The idea is Hashem. The Russian gives me his idea. It's not my eye, and it's not my eye. This eye became yesh. It's not yesh Hashem became bein no my eye. The eye becomes a yesh. I understand everything. It's yesh Hashem. So yesh Hashem is matur purim. That's the yesh becomes nizgalim. But if the idea becomes nizgalim, there's no pchir. So I believe I had pchir. And since I believe I had pchir, this gives you atreisei bereshayim. The Rambam says that the schar that you shouldn't feel it's naham d'chsufa. The whole schar, you have to feel that you accomplish, or else it's naham d'chsufa. So this comes because they believe in Pchir. Since they believe, that's called atreisei bereshayim. The Rambam, teres is like a keser which is higher than you understand. You don't understand. I don't understand my crown. I understand why Hashem should give me a crown. What did I do? But it's a crown. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to understand it. And this takes away this Nahamad Chsuf. So once Purim becomes the Zgala, and becomes the item of a Yom Kippur that we don't even have in this world, it's a different idea. It's a idea of Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu, comes Yashav B'Yeno Yashav B'Das Koinu. This world, you know, this phrase that I'm saying, that everything had to be like that, and there's the idea, there's no prayer. If a person would drink that wine in this world, is them going drunk. Don't drink that wine. This world, you can't drink that such a wine. You're going to come drunk. You're going to think that, you know, you could do everything that you want, and you don't have to be a tzaddik, and, you know, it's the idea, there's no prayer, no prayer. I mean, you get drunk. In other words, you went. What's a shikha? Shikha means it's not about prayer. Shikha's part of all mitzvahs, it's not about prayer. He became drunk. He lost his das. He lost his prayer. But this yayin we drink on Purim. This is the other layada that we drink on Purim. That's a idea of lost love, a das. It's called Misyashu B'yeno Yeshbe Midas Koin. In Purim, we have the koyach to be Misyashu B'yeno. In other words, we use that yah in a way that they're going to tell you, you have to fast, you did Averis. No, I'm eating the simcha that I did Averis, because it had to be that way. It had to be that way. The idea of HaKadosh Baruch said that all the Averis are all mitzvahs. Asidim l'sangevay, losud lovo, it's a Yom Kippurim, the asidim l'sangevay, losud lovo yev atayni. That's the tshuva against the yesh Hashem v'kibayinu ma'ay. Amalek wants to say a suffix, you don't know, yesh, I, we combine this yesh and I. This I becomes to us a yesh. This I that we don't understand becomes down to this world, and we understand something, there is a certain way we understand something that a finite creation can't understand, but we understand. We'll never understand completely, it's good, but we have an aura of this idea of das koino, which comes down to us in Kippur, that we become the Torah Berotzen, Shem Zoycha, to have Freilich Yom Tomid, and Freilich Purim, and Shem Zoycha to the Oreb, Los Lover, and Meir Menyom.
No, I avoid the shoes. That was wow. Yeah. Send it to me. I gave you my number. Yeah. 412.